As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panted for the water, so
verse 16 to 22. We just want to read it for repetition's sake. And there came a fear upon them all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all of Judea and through all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John called unto him two of his disciples and sent him to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? And when the men were come to him, they said, John the Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and many of them that were blind he gave sight. And then Jesus said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, and how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor the gospel is preached. Let all of God's people say amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we love you and we thank you, God, for this opportunity to share your word. God, I have studied, God, but I need your strength. I have prepared, but I need your power. I'm willing and I want to, but God, I need your help. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Now consecrate me now for thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope and my will be lost in thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen. Amen. I want to thank God for Sister Carrie. She is just singing like an angel today. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for his goodness and the songs that were shared. Just turn to your neighbor this morning and say, neighbor, is Jesus the one for you? Come on, get the other neighbor. Make sure they understand the message and say, neighbor, is Jesus the one for you? Oftentimes, in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people, I often hear different responses. I don't know about you, but I often go out witnessing and telling other people about Jesus because I want other people to have the same experience of salvation that I have had. But what amazes me is the responses I often hear. The first response I often hear is that I'm not ready to make a commitment to Jesus yet. Or another response might be, I'm not really a religious person. But the strangest response I often receive is that I have not yet made a decision on what religion I want to follow. When we think about it, there's often three major religions here in the United States that are often focused on. It's either Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, and more recently has expanded more to Hinduism, Buddhism, and even the Jehovah Witness religion. But in reality, if we look at the choices, there are over 270 religions in the world, which we can group together in about 19 different categories, one of those categories being Christianity. So the question this morning is that, what are you looking for in your choice of religion, and more importantly, what are you looking for in the God that you're going to serve? We have studied the book of Luke, and very recently we had transitioned into the resurrection season, so we had put the book of Luke on hold for a moment, but we want to get back into the book of Luke. And anytime that we're studying the book of Luke, particularly in the first few chapters, we always want to revisit this fourth chapter, verse 18 to 21, where Jesus quotes the words of the prophet Isaiah, and he's declaring what his ministry is going to be. And you probably heard me say this probably about five or six different messages, but I'm going to say it again. Chapter 4, verse 18 to 21, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." He began to say to them, verse 21, "This day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears." So from the beginning of his ministry, Jesus was very clear about what his purpose, what his declaration is, and what he was going to do. He was going to preach the gospel to the poor. He was going to set at liberty to those that are bound, and to preach the acceptable day of the Lord. Jesus was about making changes in people's life. Can somebody say amen? Amen. But as we go to our text in the seventh chapter, the scripture begins in the verse 17. It says, "And this rumor went forth throughout all of Judea and through the region round about. Well, what is the room we're talking about? When we examine the seventh chapter of the book of Luke, there were two distinct miracles that occurred. And if you haven't heard the message, you can go online. There's two messages that we focus on. One is when you have faith like this. The other one is when you thought all was lost. But these two miracles that occurred, the first miracle defied the properties of law and nature, where Jesus necessarily had to be there for a miracle to occur. It was a story about the centurion soldier who came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, my servant is sick." It had nothing to do with him. The miracle was for his servant. He says, "But you can't come to my house because of who I am, but you just send a word." And Jesus says, "Never have I saw faith like this in all of Israel." And Jesus spoke the word, and the centurion's servant was healed. Jesus defied the laws of nature that he had to be there, but he could just say a word, and his words alone could bring life and could heal and set free. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, you don't need Jesus to be right there. All you need is his word." And so this miracle was done, and it just dumbfounded people that Jesus could speak the word and a miracle could happen. Well, the second miracle that happened in the seventh chapter, that the Bible says that there was a funeral procession. And there was a woman who was a widow, and not only was she a widow, but this was her only son that had died. And after the son had died, there was a funeral procession, and we remember that Jesus stopped the funeral procession. He says, "You can't go any further. You have to stop right here." And Jesus did a miracle, not for the son, because the son was dead, but the miracle was done for his mother, who had already lost her son, her husband, but now has lost her only son. And Jesus stopped the casket and said to the dead man, "Arise." Now, up until this point, there were no miracles like this done by Jesus. He had healed the sick. He had opened blinded eyes. He had spoke a word, but here is a dead man. And this dead man was on the way to the cemetery, about to put 6 feet under, saying, "Ashes to ashes and dust to dust." But Jesus stopped him and told him to arise. And after this occurred, the Bible says there was a rumor about Jesus. There was a rumor about Jesus. Now, the word rumor here is not the same thing that we think about. When we think about rumors, we always think about the bad stuff that people say about you. But here, there was a good thing that they were saying about Jesus. This man, Jesus, he just spoke a word and the centurion servant was healed. This man, Jesus, there was a funeral procession and he just told the man, "Arise," and he got up and started moving on. You have to understand that there's something special about Jesus. In our text this morning, we want to identify three things that will help you realize that Jesus is the one for you. Just turn to your neighbor one more time and say, "Neighbor, Jesus is the one for you." In the 17th verse, it says this, "And there was a rumor of him that went forth throughout all of Judea and through all the region round about." The first thing you must understand in order to realize that Jesus is the one for you is that you have had to heard that Jesus has done something for somebody else. We ain't even get to you yet. We have to realize that Jesus has done something for somebody else. The reason why you're here today is because somebody came to you and told you about this man, Jesus. Somebody told you about what they have done in your life. You know, oftentimes I'm challenged when I go out and share the goodness of Jesus. And they say, "How do you know? How do you know that this Jesus really exists? I mean, it was 2,000 years ago. How do you know?" And what I begin to tell them is that, look, I can't prove it to you. I can't show you Jesus. But I tell you one thing, is that when I wake up in the morning, I feel him on the inside of me.
When I open my eyes and see a brand new day, and I think about the joy that is in my heart, I remember what I used to be, and I see what I am now, and I look at the change in my life. I look at my hands, they look new. I look at my feet, and they do that too. And that's why I sing. It says, oh, what a change in my life has been done since Jesus has come into my heart. So somebody got you here because they told you that there's something special about this man Jesus. They might have told you about breakfast too, but they told you about Jesus, because Jesus is the one that can change your life. So the first thing that happens, there is an interest that occurs in your life that brings you aware, you know, something might be good about this guy named Jesus. Well, let's look at the 20th through the 21st verse. It says, when the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to thee, saying, art thou the one should come, or should we look for somebody else? And that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. The second thing that occurs is that you have seen the power of God move yourself. How many people have ever seen God move? Anybody ever seen God move? Now, I don't know where the rest of y'all been looking, but God has moved around you, in you, over you, beside you. The fact is that we have seen God move. You know, I'll never forget this. It was about 13 years ago. We were out on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, and we were sharing the gospel. We were sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'll never forget, this man in the middle of the line started cussing me out in the middle of my message. She said, F your God can go to hell, screw you and everybody else with you. I'm preaching. I'm giving the evening message. And he just lays me out in the middle of my message. And so we started to encourage him and redirect the message just to him. I'm sure everybody else heard it, but we started redirecting it and saying that I don't care what's been going on in your life, what made you feel this way, I want to let you know that God is real and he can change your life. And we got somebody that was used to be a drug dealer, said, come on over here and talk with him and encourage him. And we found out what the problem really was. He said, my sister's on drugs. She's strung out. She's messed up. And I'm upset with God. I'm mad with God of what he allowed to happen to her. Well, he kept on coming. He started hearing about this man named Jesus. And we kept sharing the good news. Well, 6 months later, there was a lady that came, and she didn't have any shoes on. And one of my volunteers that served with us took her shoes off and gave them to her. Well, this same guy that was cussing me out in the middle of my message said to the lady, see, God gave you shoes. I'm looking, I'm like, is that the same one that was cussing me out before, but now it's saying God gave you shoes? You know, I was kind of reluctant, but I kind of said, well, let me try this thing out and see how it's working. So I said, how's your sister doing? She said, oh, she's doing fine. She's off drugs, got a job. I just got to clean up my own life now. I want to let you know is that God is still in the miracle working business, and I've seen God moved. I've seen him work in my life. I've seen him work in your life. I've seen him work in your life, and I see him working in you right now. And if God did it before, he can do it what? Again. Somebody got it. See, God can work in your life, and because I see that God can work in your life, I know that my miracle is on the way. You have to realize, don't get mad when your brother gets blessed. Don't get mad when your sister gets blessed, because he's blessing your neighbor. That just means he's coming down your street, and God has a blessing in store for you. Three things that we want to identify to help you realize that Jesus is the one for you. First of all, you heard of what Jesus has done for others. You have seen and experienced the power of God move for yourself. What was the third thing? It's found in this 22nd verse. It says, then Jesus answered and said unto them, you got to get this. I got to rewind this for a second. This is good stuff. See, you have to understand what happened here. Jesus was already doing miracles. He was in Capernaum. And the Bible says that John's disciples was sent by John, two of them, to Jesus and says, are you the one? You're going to get it. Are you the one, or should we look for somebody else? Jesus didn't answer them. He showed them. You're going to look. See, he had already done the miracles in Capernaum. The disciples of John didn't see it. They just heard that Jesus had done miracles. And then they came to where Jesus was and says, are you the one, or should we look for somebody else? Jesus didn't answer them. He showed them. And the Bible says in verse 20 to 21, it says, when the men were come, John the Baptist said, are thou the one, or should we look for another? It says, in the same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and their plagues and evil spirits, and unto many the blind were given their sight. Verse 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, go your way, tell John what things you have seen and heard, and how the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor, the gospel is preached. The third thing you have to understand, you got to experience Jesus for yourself. It's nice what other people have told you. It's nice what you have seen. But you got to experience the power of God in your life for yourself. Well, how do you experience the power of God? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the power and grace of God being fulfilled in your life. Yes, miracles will come. Yes, your job will come. Yes, your house will come. But Jesus, save my soul and make your power known in my life. Somebody ought to say amen. Yeah. Is Jesus the choice for you? Yeah. Let me tell you, you can choose any religion you want. There's 270 of them. But I'm going to tell you one thing. There's only one person I know that died and was buried, and he got up with all power in his hands. The Apostle Paul says it like this, that Christ the Lord is risen today. You're going to get it. I know a lot of you say, well, he rose 2,000 years ago. But you understand, Christ the Lord is risen today. See, Buddha, he died. Guess what? Still dead. Muhammad, he died. Still dead. Confucius died. Still dead. Hare Krishna died. Still dead. Head of Jehovah's Witnesses died. Still dead. But Jesus died. He rose up, and he's still alive today. And I know he's living, because he's living inside of me. You know, I you can choose anybody you want, but I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus because he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I'm his own, and the joys we share as we tarry there, none other can ever know. Will you choose Jesus today? Will you make Jesus the choice for your life? John 3:16, we say it all the time, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, if you don't know Jesus and you want to make him your choice, come on down. Come on, stand on your feet, everybody. Come on. If you don't know Jesus and you want to choose him today,